Hello.
Hi, hello, sir. I'm calling from Michigan Opinion Surveys. I'm conducting a voluntary opinion survey, and I'd like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your name was chosen at random, and your individual answers are confidential. To begin, I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Are you definitely going to vote, probably going to vote, chance 50-50, or you're not going to vote?
I'm going to vote.
Okay. Now, in the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or someone else?
Unfortunately, I voted for Biden.
Thank you. Just to be sure we're representing everyone, may I ask your race? Are you Caucasian, African-American, Hispanic, Asian, or Native American?
Native American.
Thank you. And what is your age?
34.
Thank you. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, progressive, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
Moderate.
Thank you. Thinking about the direction the country's headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with which the direction the country's headed in?
Very dissatisfied.
Thank you. Now, I'm just going to read you a list of different issues and concerns some people say they want the president and Congress most focused on. For each one, you have a scale of 0 to 10. 10 means it's very important or most important, 5 somewhat important, and 0 not important at all. You can choose any number from 0 to 10. The first one, making housing more affordable. How important is that to you?
6.
6. Fighting inflation and improving the economy.
9.
9. Protecting Social Security and Medicare.
2.
2. Thank you. Protecting abortion and productive rights.
5.
Reducing crime and gun violence.
That's a loaded question. We're going to go with 9, but I'm expecting follow-up from you on that.
Thank you. Now, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is doing his job as president?
I do not.
So you somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove?
Strongly disapprove.
Thank you. Now, I want you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale of 0 to 100. 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 50, you're in the middle. 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. You can choose any number from 0 to 100. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so. The first one, Joe Biden, from 0 to 100.
46.
Okay. Democrats in Congress.
35.
Okay. The Food and Drug Administration, or FDA?
50.
50. Thank you. Okay, now I want you to read... I'm going to go ahead and read you a list of priorities that you think the Food and Drug Administration, or FDA, should be focused on. For each one, I want you to rate it on a scale of 0 to 10. 10 means it's very important, 5 somewhat important, 0 not important at all. You can choose any number from 0 to 10. The first one, preventing underage tobacco use. From 0 to 10.
How important should that be for the FDA to stop underage tobacco use?
Yeah, I mean, how much of a priority?
A lot of good they're doing now, but we'll say 6.
Okay. Banning different tobacco products for adults?
2.
Okay. Reducing opioid abuse and addiction, including fentanyl?
8.
Thank you. Removing illegal e-vapor products from the market?
9. You said all vaping products in general?
Correct. Well, e-vapor.
4.
Okay. Thank you. It is already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over?
Help me understand what this question is. So you state that it's already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21, right?
Mm-hmm. And considering
and
this...
Go ahead.
And considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over?
Well, why would they do that when it's already illegal to sell to minors anyway, or anyone less than 21?
I don't know.
It's like a redundant law. So it's already illegal for them to have it. So now you want to put a ban on something that a person shouldn't have anyway.
Okay. So would you support or oppose here?
I'm neutral because I'd have to get more information on that. That seems like a circular argument.
Okay. Now, do you support or oppose the ban of by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and over?
No.
You oppose. Is that somewhat opposed or strongly opposed?
That the government should ban flavored cigarettes from adults?
Do you support or oppose the ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and over?
No, I'm against that. I mean, if you're 21 and you can legally have it, why should the federal government stop you from having it?
So somewhat opposed or strongly opposed?
Strongly.
Thank you. Now, regardless of where you stand on this ban, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older brings more benefits or more harm to your own community?
I would say it's indifferent.
Somewhere in between?
Somewhere in between.
Okay. Regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older should be a top priority for the federal government or other issues more important?
Bro.
Okay.
There's other more important issues.
All right. And when it comes to tobacco use, which do you feel is the better approach for the government to focus its efforts on? A, harm reduction, an approach that focuses on reducing harm from tobacco through cessation support, abstinence and prevention education, and helping adult smokers who can or won't quit cigarettes switch to less harmful smoke-free tobacco products, or B, probation, an approach that focuses on ending all tobacco use by banning products or flavors, requiring the removal of nicotine, or imposing high taxes to make tobacco products cost prohibitive? A or B?
If I had to pick one, make it cost prohibitive.
Okay. Now, I'm going to go ahead and read some of the things some people say could come to pass if the federal government were to ban menthol cigarettes, flavored cigars, and virtually all traditional cigarettes on the market today. For each one, tell me how concerned you are about the outcome. The first one, an immediate loss of over $45 billion in tax revenue across the country that helps to fund government programs like Medicaid and Medicare, Social Security, public education, and tobacco control. How concerned are you? Very concerned, somewhat concerned, not very concerned, or not concerned at all?
Neutral.
Okay. And more dangerous products flooding the market as illegal cigarettes enter the U.S. from overseas with no safety testing of any kind.
Gotta fit and hurt some way. Neutral.
The creation of a black market for illegal cigarette sales with the associated crime and gang activity that comes from black market sales.
Highly unlikely that would happen, but I'm not really concerned about that.
Okay. All right. Now, I'm going to read you some statements people have made about potential ban of nicotine and cigarettes by the federal government. Please rate each one using a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree, with a statement. 5, you somewhat agree with a statement. And 0, you don't agree with a statement at all. You can choose any number from 0 to 10. The first one.
Mm-hmm.
Prohibition as a policy has never worked in America. It's filled with alcohol and it's filled with marijuana. Prohibition doesn't prevent usage. Instead, it creates an underground black market that relies on smuggling operation by cartels and organized crime. These type of drug trades are linked to terrorist organizations and make our communities more dangerous. Banning these products will not stop people from using them. It will simply put more people in jail and get more people killed. How much do you agree on that from 0 to 10?
I would agree on the part that banning won't prevent people from getting access to it like they want, like the alcohol prohibition. I wouldn't go so far as to say it's the bane of society like it's worded.
So from 0 to 10, what would be your number here?
We'll go with a solid 7.
7.
I agree, banning doesn't prevent the use.
Okay.
But I would question some of those other statements with it.
Okay. Now, America has a history of using unfair policies to increase the incarceration rate of black and brown people. The disparity between minority and white populations occurs because some police officers and legal officials use tribal laws, such as marijuana possession, and justify why these disadvantaged communities should be in prison. Banning these products will give authorities more power to put a larger target on minority communities, where we might never return from. How much do you agree with that?
I don't agree with that.
So from 0 to 10, are we speaking of a 1, 2, 3?
Like 2, 3.
Oh.
Because tobacco use isn't just isolated to black and brown communities.
Okay. Now, today's adult smokers come disproportionately from lower education and income groups and populations suffering from mental health conditions or other drug addictions. These bans will only serve to further prosecute these people who will still be addicted to nicotine despite the prohibition, when we should instead be continuing to educate them on the dangers of smoking and helping them to move past their nicotine addiction through cessation, support, and harm reduction. How much do you agree there from 0 to 10?
5.
Thank you. Now, sometimes over the course of the survey, people change their minds. Let me ask you again. It is already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigarettes to adults 21 and over?
My answer remains the same. Banning it on the federal level won't really do anything.
So you oppose somewhat or strongly?
I'm going to say somewhat.
Okay. Now, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over?
You said, do I support or oppose the federal government's ban on cigarettes unless it contains no nicotine?
Unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over.
I don't see why the government would ban a product from adults when it's already legal for them to have it anyway.
Okay. So you oppose?
To me, it seems like government overreach.
Or strongly.
I'm opposed.
Somewhat or strongly.
We'll go with strongly.
Thank you. Regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older brings more benefits or more harm to your own community?
I would say it brings harm because the federal government is using resources to fight a problem that isn't as big as some of the other issues that they should be involved with.
Is that somewhat more harm or much more harm?
Somewhat more harm.
And would you be more or less willing to vote for a candidate by a federal office who supports these bans on tobacco products for adults, or would it have no impact on your decision of who to vote for?
Since I don't really care about smoking, that's not an issue for the candidate.
Okay. It will have no impact, right?
No impact.
Now, in the last 30 days, have you used any of the following products? Wine?
No.
No. Oral nicotine pouches?
No.
Liquor or spirits?
No.
Beer?
No.
Smokeless tobacco such as dip or chew?
No.
E-cigarette or e-vapor products?
No.
Cigars?
No. For the record, I don't drink or I don't smoke or drink. So
okay.
If it's any questions related to those substances, it's going to be a no.
Pipe tobacco? Sorry, I just have to ask because we're on a recording line, sir.
Okay, that's fine. So, no.
No. Cigarettes?
No.
Coffee?
No.
Soda or pop?
Have I consumed soda or pop within the last 30 days? Yes.
Yes. Heat, not burn tobacco products?
No.
Okay. Now, switching gears a bit here, the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
12th grade.
Thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Married.
Thank you. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
And which of the following best describes how you think of your current economic situation? Wealthy, upper middle class, working class, low income?
Working, somewhere between working and lower middle class.
And are you or is anyone, thank you. Are you or is any member of your household a member of a union or employee association?
Yes.
Will that apply to you personally or someone in the household?
Myself and my spouse.
Okay. How would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural?
Urban.
Thank you. Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
No.
Okay. Well, this concludes
There's
our
There's only two sexes.
All
if
right.
That was the follow-up question.
Thank you for your opinion, sir. This concludes our survey. Thank you so much for your time, your patience, and your opinions. You have yourself a great rest of the night.
All right. Take care.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.